Before the barrel of the syringe is even empty, I know I've killed him. Lying side by side on the countertop were two syringes, each filled with yellow solution. I've picked up the wrong one. Yet the plunger continues to work its way down the barrel as if I'm not the woman pressing it. I don't stop. I can't. My brain is tangled up in the need to pretend this isn't happening. It can't be happening. I can't have killed Jack. My mouth falls open as I look up from his body into Caroline's benign, unsuspecting eyes. No words come out. Eva? Is something wrong? I stare at her. Eva? And her eyes are no longer benign. They match mine. Her terrified expression jolts me into action. I need to get him out of this examining room and into prep, fast. I scoop him into my arms and yell, "Wait there!" as I struggle with the doorknob before bolting from the room. Her voice follows me down the corridor. Eva? Eva, what the hell's going on? By the time we reach prep, Jack's already drowsy, and I run into one of the nurses at the door. Jenny, thank God, I need help. She holds the door open. What is it? What's wrong? I can't tell her. Jenny runs alongside me as I scream, Bron, I need help! Bron is my boss, the most experienced surgeon at the practice, and she rushes to my side as I lay Jack on the operating table. I want the words to stay trapped inside me. I don't want to say them out loud, because as soon as they leave my lips, I'll have broken things I'll never be able to mend. But they must be said. I injected him by mistake. My voice quivers. Pentaject. Jesus Christ. Bron grabs her forehead. Jenny, hand me my stethoscope and get him on oxygen. What can I do? I ask. Step back. Bron's voice is rock hard. I break against it. Jenny holds the oxygen mask over Jack's nose and mouth and pumps the compression bag while Bron shouts, Clippers! I need clippers! And a tube! Get me a tube over here! Nurses run in different directions while I stand glued to the spot, staring at Jack's limp body on the table. I've been treating him for digestive problems since he was a year old, for 4 years now, and over the last 6 months I've seen him every fortnight. I've come to love him as if he were mine. Now I've killed him. It wasn't the full dose. Bron ignores me. Her attention is on Jack. I can't just stand here and watch him die. I have to do something. Prep the crash cart, says Bron. Bron! I fight to keep my voice calm. There aren't enough nurses. Give me something to do. Bron stares at me for a moment. There isn't time to weigh up whether it's wise to let me help, so she relents. IV fluids and adrenaline. I don't wait for her to change her mind. At the medicine cabinet, I stare at the vials. My vision blurs until every one is filled with yellow solution and every label reads Pentaject. Beneath the grilling strip lights, a dribble of sweat runs down my spine into the waistband of my trousers. My tongue is dried meat in my mouth, and I swallow a surge of acid vomit. I close my eyes, shake my head, and open them again. Pull yourself together, Eve. Pull yourself together. I grab IV fluids and a vial of epinephrine, check and double-check the labels, and then prep two syringes of adrenaline, one low dose, one high. Back at the table, Bron is sizing an endotracheal tube while Jenny finishes shaving Jack's leg and chest before placing an IV catheter in his cephalic vein. Fluids and epinephrine. I put them on the tray next to Bron. She glances at me with her lips pressed tightly together before administering the fluids. I stare at her downcast eyes. Her eyelids are a wall that's gone up, and I'm on the other side of it.